This is the Sakamuli of the 8th of April 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have to close the gates to body consciousness so that the storms of Maya stop coming. Question. What are the signs of the children who have broad and unlimited intellects? Answer. 1. Throughout the day, they continue to have thoughts of service. 2. They cannot remain without doing service. 3. It remains in their intellects how they can surround the world and make all the impure ones pure. They continue to do the service of changing this land of sorrow into a land of happiness. 4. They continue to make many others the same as themselves. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest children. Children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your father, so that all your sorrow finishes for all time. Consider yourselves to be souls and look at everyone with the vision of brotherhood, so that the vision and attitude of the body are transformed. The Father is bodiless, and you souls are also bodiless. The Father only looks at souls. All are souls who are seated on their immortal thrones. You souls also have to look at others with the vision of brotherhood. This requires great effort. It is when you start being aware of bodies that storms of Maya come. Close the gates to body consciousness and the storms of Maya will stop coming. During the whole cycle, it is only at this most auspicious confluence age that the Father gives you children these teachings to become soul conscious. Sweetest, long lost and now found children, you know that you have stepped aside from the shores of hell and are now moving forward. This most auspicious confluence age is completely separate. And between the two, your boat is in the middle of the ocean. You are neither golden aged nor iron aged. You are the most elevated, most auspicious, confluence aged Brahmins. The confluence age is for Brahmins, and Brahmins are the top knot. This is the very small age of Brahmins. This age is of just one birth. It is your age of happiness. You now have the knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellects. We are now Brahmins, and we will then become deities. First, we will go home to the sweet home, and then go into the new world. Only we Brahmins are spinners of the discus of self-realization. We are doing this somersault. Only you Brahmin children know this variety image. Your intellects churn these things throughout the day. Sweet children, this is a very lovely family of yours, and each one of you has to become very, very lovely. The Father is sweet, and so he also makes you children just as sweet. You must never become angry with anyone. Never cause sorrow for anyone through your thoughts, words, or deeds. The Father never causes any sorrow for anyone. To the extent that you remember the Father, you will accordingly continue to become sweet. By having this remembrance, your boat will go across. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. By having remembrance, you will go to the land of happiness via the land of peace. The Father has come to make you children constantly happy. The Father is showing you the way to chase away the evil spirits. Remember me, and those evil spirits will continue to go away. Do not take away any evil spirits with you. If anyone has any evil spirits, then leave them here with me. You say, Baba, come and remove our evil spirits and make us pure from impure. So the Father is making you so beautiful. Both Bap and Dada together are decorating you children. It is the mother and father who decorate their children, is it not? Those are limited fathers, whereas this one is the unlimited father. You children have to act and interact with others with a lot of love. The donation of all the vices has to be given. When you make a donation, the omens are removed. There is no question of excuses, etc. in this. You can conquer anyone with love. Explain with love. Love is very sweet. People are able to train lions, elephants, animals with love. Those people have vices, whereas you are now becoming deities. So you have to imbibe divine virtues and become very, very sweet. Look at one another with the vision of brotherhood or of brother and sister. A soul must never cause sorrow for another soul. The Father says, sweet children, I have come to give you children your fortune of the kingdom of heaven. Now take whatever you want from me. I have come to make you into double-crowned masters of the world. But you have to make effort for this. I will not place a crown on anyone. Each of you has to give yourself a tilak of the kingdom with your own efforts. The Father shows you the way to make effort. This is the way you can make yourself into a double crown master. Pay full attention to the study. Never stop studying. If for any reason you get upset and stop studying, you will incur a lot of loss. Continue to look at your profit and loss. You are students of this godly university and are studying with God the Father to become worthy of worship deities. So you have to become such regular students. Student life is the best. To the extent that you study, teach others and improve your manners so that you will become the best. Sweet children, it is now your return journey. Just as you have continued to come down from the golden age through the silver, copper, and iron ages, similarly, you now have to go up from this iron age to the golden age. When you reach the silver age, the mischief of your physical organs will finish. And therefore, however much you souls remember the Father, so the rust of the Rajo and Tamo stages will accordingly continue to be removed. And however much rust continues to be removed, so the pull of the Father, the magnet, will accordingly continue to increase. If some of you souls are not being pulled, you are definitely covered with rust. When the rust has been completely removed, and you souls have become pure gold, that is the Karmatit stage. While living at home with your families, you have to live like a lotus. The Father says, sweet children, look after your households and also do everything for the livelihood of your bodies. And together with that, continue to study this education. It is remembered, let your hands do the work and let your heart be with your beloved. While doing all of your work, remember the Father, the beloved. You are lovers for half a cycle. When they do intense devotion, they remember Sri Krishna with so much love. That is intense devotion, unshakable devotion. They have unshakable remembrance of Sri Krishna, but no one receives liberation by doing that. This knowledge is to have constant remembrance. The Father says, remember me, the purifier Father, and your sins will be absolved. But Maya is also very strong. She doesn't leave anyone alone. Instead of repeatedly being defeated by Maya, it is better to look down and repent. The Father is giving you, sweet children, elevated directions in order for you to become elevated. When Baba sees that some children are not making that much effort, he feels mercy. If you do not practice this now, you will have to receive a lot of punishment, and you will continue to receive a status worth a few pennies every cycle. The main thing that the Father says to you, children, is become soul conscious. Forget all your relations of bodies, including your own body, and constantly remember me alone. You definitely have to become pure. For as long as a Kumari is pure, everyone bows down to her. As soon as she gets married, she becomes a worshipper, and she has to bow down her head in front of everyone. When a Kumari is at her parents' home, she doesn't remember so many relationships. After marriage, the relationships of her body increase, and attachment to her husband and children then continues to increase. She also then remembers her mother-in-law and father-in-law. First, there is attachment to just the mother and father. Here, all of those relationships have to be forgotten, because this one is the only true mother and father. This is the godly relationship. It is remembered, you are the mother, you are the father. This mother and father make you into the masters of the world. And the Father therefore says, remember me, your unlimited father, constantly, and do not have any attachment to bodily beings. A woman remembers her iron-aged husband so much, and yet he makes her fall in the gutter. This unlimited father sends you to heaven. While remembering such a sweet father with a lot of love, continue to spin the discus of self-realization. It is with the power of this remembrance that you souls will become pure and become the masters of heaven. As soon as you hear the name heaven, your hearts become happy. Those who have constant remembrance and continue to inspire others to have remembrance will claim a high status. By making this effort, you will make that stage firm by the end. This world is old, and the bodies are also old. All the relations of bodies, including the bodies themselves, are old. Now remove your intellects away from all of them and connect yourselves to the one Father alone, so that you only remember that one Father in the final moments. If you remember any other relations, you will remember them at the end, and your status will be destroyed. Those who have remembrance of the unlimited Father at the end will become like Narayan from ordinary humans. When you have remembrance of the Father, Shivalaya is not far away. Sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, you come to the unlimited Father to refresh yourselves, because you children know that you receive the unlimited sovereignty of the world from the unlimited Father. This must never be forgotten. If this is constantly remembered, you children can then have limitless happiness. While walking and moving around, repeatedly continue to look at your badge. Let it cling to your heart. Oh, I am becoming this through God's Srimat. While looking at the badge, continue to love him. Continue to say, Baba Baba. And you will constantly be aware that you are becoming this through the Father. You have to follow the Father's Srimat. You sweet children need to have broad and unlimited intellects. Throughout the day, continue to have thoughts of service. Baba wants the children who cannot remain without doing service. You children have to surround this whole world. That is, you have to make this impure world pure. This whole world has to be changed from a land of sorrow to that land of happiness. A teacher loves to teach. You have now also become very high teachers. The better the teacher, the more he makes others the same as himself, and he would not get tired. A lot of happiness is experienced in doing godly service. You receive the Father's help. This is a huge, unlimited business. Businessmen become wealthy. They are the ones who have a lot of enthusiasm on this path of this knowledge. The Father is the unlimited businessman. The deal is first class, but you have to have a lot of courage for this. New children can go ahead of the older ones in making effort. Each one's fortune is individual. And so each one of you has to make individual effort. You have to do your full checking. Those who carry out such checking busy themselves in making effort day and night. They would say, why should we waste our time? As much as possible, we will use our time in a worthwhile way. They make a firm promise to themselves. I will never forget the Father. I will definitely claim a scholarship. Such children then also receive help. You will see such new effort-making children. You will continue to have visions. Whatever happened in the beginning, you will see that at the end. As you come closer, you will continue to dance in happiness. On the other side, unnecessary bloodshed will also continue. This godly race of you children is taking place. As you continue to run ahead, the closer the scenes of the new world will come to you, and your happiness will continue to increase. Those who are not able to watch the scenes close up will not have that happiness. There now has to be disinterest in this Iron Age world, and a lot of love for that new Golden Age world. If you remember Shiv Baba, you will also remember the inheritance of heaven. If you remember the inheritance of heaven, then Shiv Baba will also be remembered. You children know that you are now to go to heaven. Your feet are towards hell and your heads are towards heaven. It is now the age of retirement for all, young and old. Baba always has this intoxication. Oh, I will go and become this little Krishna for whom gifts are sent in advance. The gopikas who have full faith are the ones who send gifts. They have the feeling of supersensuous joy. We will become deities in the land of immortality. We are the ones who became that in the previous cycle, and we then took 84 births. If you remember this somersault, that too is great fortune. Constantly maintain limitless happiness. You are winning a huge lottery. We claimed our fortune of the kingdom 5,000 years ago, and we'll claim it again tomorrow too. It is fixed in the drama. We will take birth again, just as we did in the previous cycle, and we will have the same mothers and fathers. The one who was the father of Krishna will become that again. Those who continue to have such thoughts throughout the day will remain very entertained. If you do not churn the ocean of this knowledge, it means you are unhealthy. Once a cow eats food, she then chews it throughout the day. Her mouth continues to chew it throughout the day. If she doesn't use her mouth, it is understood that she is not well. It is the same here. Both the unlimited father and dada have a lot of love for you, sweetest children. He teaches you with so much love and makes you beautiful from ugly. So the mercury of happiness of you children should rise. The mercury will rise with the pilgrimage of remembrance. The father does lovely service with a lot of love every cycle. He purifies everyone, even the five elements. This is such huge unlimited service. The Father continues to teach you, children, with a lot of love, because it is the duty of the Father and the teacher to reform the children. Srimat is from the Father, through which you become elevated. The more you remember the Father with love, the more elevated you will become. You also have to write down in your chart whether you follow Srimat or follow your own dictates. It is only by following Srimat that you will become accurate. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhavdara. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vadarana 1. Promise yourself, I will not waste my time, and I will use every moment of the confluence age in a worthwhile way. I will never forget Baba. I will definitely claim a scholarship. 2. Remain constantly aware that it is now your stage of retirement. Your feet are towards hell and your head is towards heaven. Remember the somersault and remain very happy. Make effort to become soul conscious. Blessing. May you be an embodiment of authority and have the intoxication of your most elevated position to benefit many souls. We are the children of the Almighty Authority. This is your most elevated position. Stay in the intoxication of this position, and any dependency on Maya will then finish. By being an embodiment of this authority, you can benefit any soul. Those who constantly have this intoxication receive their fortune of the kingdom for all time. Constantly have this authority, and the world will bow down to you. You wouldn't bow down to anyone. Slogan: finish all consciousness of mine with the awareness of the Karavanha Father, the one who inspires everyone to act. Avyak signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Give visions of closeness to the Father with your sweetness. Let there be sweetness in your thoughts, sweetness in your words, and sweetness in your actions. This is your closeness to the Father. This is why the Father tells you every day, sweetest children. Then you children reply, sweetest Baba. These words of sweetness every day make you sweet. Om Shanti.